One of the Rama on the one simin in Shulchan Aruch, talking about the laws of Shavuos, records a reason. It's very just funny. It's only one simin, three seifim, and if not for this big Rama, it would be even shorter. That's all the laws of Shavuos. Shavuos is it's a topic, but in the one simin at the very end, the Rama basically records why it is that we eat dairy. On Shavuos. The Minhag Yisrael has become, as we know, you know, you have cheesecakes on your on Shavuos, and cheesecakes, all sorts of things. I like, you know, one year, I regrettably a little bit, you know, like, not really, actually, it was a good idea, like, tell my mom, like, you know, we really should be eating meat, it's Yontif. You know, everyone takes the Minhag Yisrael of eating dairy very seriously, very, very seriously. And the Rama actually gives a reason. We always, like, follow the Rama. I mean, that's Ashkenazim who we follow, but for whatever reason, you know, the Rama's explanation for the dairy minhag is not as widely quoted as some of the other reasons for eating dairy on Shavuos. So let me read you the Rama's reason, and then we'll try to expound upon it. Says the Rama, V'nogin v'kama mekomos, le'achol na'achalei chalav, the Yom Rishon Shal Shavuos. The Nirli Atam, Shehu Kimo Hashnei Tavshilin, Shelochin. Okay, so we have two Tavshilin, so we have to wait for this. So one's obviously going to be the dairy product. But it's parallel to the two Tavshilin of Belel Pasach, Zecher Le Pasach, Vezecher Le Chagi, right? The shank bone and the egg. Kain Ochlin Ma'achal Chalav, Ve'acharkach Ma'achal Basar. So you have, we say keep milk and meat away from each other. But here we say, bring out milk and then bring out meat. Obviously, you're going to have a meat meal because it's Simchas Yom Tov. V'tzrichin, so we have these two tavshilin. It's unclear what the two tavshilin represent because two tavshilin by Pesach, we know, Karmi Pesach Lechagiga. So what are the two tavshilin here that are represented by dairy and meat? V'tzrichin lahavi imahem shtei halechem al hashulchan. So you'll have to bring two breads on the table, on your table, which is in Bizman Hazeh, our table is the Mizbeach, even though the Shtei Lechem was never brought on the Mizbeach, okay. But it's like a mini Migdash, our table, and Shtei Lechem were based on Migdash, there were Korbanos. So as all the Nosa Kelim went down, writing the Magen Avraham, the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya is that if you want to, you can't use the same bread for a meat meal and a milk meal. Right, we know you're there, right? I remember we were discussing, you know, some of the nyanim back in the day already, earlier this year, about pots and pans, whatever. So you have to have two breads if you have to have a meat meal and a dairy meal. So they say, so you bring out one bread, you have the dairy, as long as it's not hard cheese, you don't even have to bench, and then you just use the second bread, wash out your mouth, whatever, and then eat the meat. Yeah, as long as it's not hard cheese. So there's a big discussion about how machmir we should be about milk and meat. And there are a lot of people say don't be more makel than we usually are, but it's fascinating that in some respect, some say we could be more makel
on Shavuos,
because in order to be mekayem this minhag, not to be so machmir. Again, we don't want to be so makel that we compromise on real dinim derabanan, because again, this is a very big chumrah that you can't use the same bread. Some say since we're having two breads anyway, one of the breads could be made a dairy bread. Usually, we don't allow you to make bread dairy unless there's some simin, you know, like a cheese Danish. Pretty clear usually that it's dairy. We don't usually want bread to be dairy. There's a problem of just baking dairy bread. Forget about, because we're afraid maybe we'll use it, you know, at a meat meal. So here you have one bread, maybe even a dairy bread for the dairy, and then you have a meat bread. So because we make you have two tafshilin, let's just assume those tafshilin are to represent the two shtei alechem, the two breads, which is the main korban of Shavuos. That's why maybe it has to be made out of wheat, because the shtei alechem are out of wheat, so you shouldn't have, you know, some people make like different types of challahs. Like, what was that challah I once had?
Old challah
or other challahs. They say dafka v'i challah because that's what the shtei alechem were made out of. So there, that's how we'll be. V'yesh bazeh, zichron the shtei alechem, shayim akvib miyom ha'bikrum. That's what we have here. So the question emerges, if all of this is just about having shtei alechem, zichron the shtei alechem, skip the dairy. Just have two breads. Just bring two breads out to the table, Zecher L'Shtei Lechem. Just like you have the Zecher L'Pesach and Zecher L'Chagiga. Why do we need the whole like impetus have meat and have dairy, so that we would have to have two breads. And then, oh, now we have a similar shelach. In fact, if you look at the Shayar Knesset Agadola, his comments on the tour, he quotes the Sefer HaMapa. Sefer HaMapa was the Ramah's Sefer, it was tablecloth, Mapa, that he wrote. That's initially what he called it. And then it was added later, you know, on the Shulchan Aruch. So he quotes these two things as separate. You should have a dairy meal, the same way, you know, you should have dairy and meat items. Zecher, like, you know, have those two things. And then and separately, he says, also bring out two breads, so that you have zecher l'shtei alechem. So certainly they stand on their own, each one of them. But even more than that, it just seems a little bit problematic. Like, why use the basar v'chalav thing, you know, to service, you know, the symbol of the two breads of the shtei alechem. So I think the idea might be that the zecher to the shtei alechem and what the shtei alechem represent, what they are as karbanos, is exactly why we need to have them on our table on Shavuos, because they're such an essential part of the holiday, what they stand for. And I think adding that additional element of forcing those two breads to come on the heels of, like, otherwise problematic behavior, of our ability kind of to keep meat and dairy separate in the way that they are, may actually service what the real yesod of having the Shtei HaLechem there to begin with is really all about. So adding the complicating factor really deepens the symbol and therefore the value of the Shtei HaLechem. So what do the Shtei HaLechem represent? So in a comment of the Kli Yakar, I think it's a celebrated Kli Yakar, I've celebrated it since I've seen it. I must quote it at least once a year, if not more. It's my second time this year making reference to it. Asked like a really big question in the Psukim in this week's Parsha, Perach of Gimel, Sefer Vayikra, Parsha Zemor, where he asks why there is no reference made to the fact that we celebrate Shavuos as Man Matan Torah Seinu. The Torah never records that, not in any of the three places that it talks about the holiday of Shavuos. So he says that Enechanami, there's no explicit reference, but there is an implicit reference, which is at the end of the Omer period, after Tisperu Chamishim Yom, we read this all together, V'kraftem Mincha Chadash El Hashem, that you should bring a special Korban Mincha, a new Korban Mincha to Hashem. He says, and that Mincha, of course, is the Korban Shtei Lechem, the two wheat loaves made out of chametz that are brought to the Mikdash and eaten. The whole waving service is done with the Shtei Kvasim, and then they're eaten by the Kohanim, eaten by the Kohanim. So that is the reference, the allusion to Zman Matan Dorasena. How are the Shtei Alechem an allusion to Zman Matan Dorasena? So one, he focuses on the word Chadasha, that Ma'amir HaSinai should be Chadashim Alecha B'chol Yom. The experience, as we know from learning, is the opposite of how other exciting experiences usually are. Other experiences, you know, the newer they are, the fresher they are, that sense of novelty that they're accompanied with, the more exciting and the more we enjoy them. But with Torah, kind of like that sense of newness is even greater the more you learn, the more you know. The more you can appreciate the next sugya that you do is based on the more investment that you have in the past. So in that sense, Maamar Har Sinai, there's a new Kabbalah, because you come to it differently every day based on what you've done the day before, and it's just as exciting, if not more, as the previous day, as if each day is Maamar Har Sinai. That's the Chadasha. But he says specifically the fact that it's unique, we never bring chametz into the Beis HaMikdash, with only a couple of exceptions, this, you know, and the Lach Metoda, and this is Lach Metoda. So he says that basically the fact that it's Shtei HaLechem also reinforces that this is about Torah, because there's chametz. Says the Kli Yakar, V'hayu b'Shtei HaLechem haChametz asher hayetzer hara nimshalbo. Ki b'lashon Razal hu nikra Seor Shebe'isa lefi Shebe'makom Shatora Mitzuya sham in hayetzer hara yochol lahazik. Ki Amrazal, Amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually also in the Iyub Gemaras, Barasi hayetzer hara, Barasi lo tavlin, Dahainu HaTorah. The whole idea is it's in Kiddushin. It's also in Bava Basra Tazayin. So the fact that it's made out of chametz, and when we think about chametz and the saor, the yeast that causes it to rise uncontrollably, that's symbolic of the Yetzer Hara, which also kind of embeds itself in man and forces him to act erratic, passionately, and compulsively. That's parallel. And it's the Seor Shebe Issa, which apparently is the basis, basically, for human beings having Torah. Because the whole point of HaKadosh Baruch giving us the Torah, and why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, claimed Moshe victorious in the battle between him and the Malachim, when they debated who should get the Torah. And Moshe ultimately won the debate by saying, we have a Yetzer Hara, give it to us. It's that Yetzer Hara which makes us, gives us claim to Kabbalah HaTorah, to being the bearers, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'am. So that's why Shtei HaLechem, which are made of Lechem Chametz, Chametz Tihiyena, that's the symbol of the Torah. But I want to suggest that instead of looking at the idea of we have the Yetzer Hara, so therefore we need the Torah, someone who's sick needs the medicine, the thing is that the whole goal of the Torah is a way of integrating or having man be able to cultivate his very raw and compulsive passions and to merge them with, you know, Da'as Eloki, giving human beings the capacity to be able to think in categories that the Ribono Shel Olam himself, you know, drew up. And the whole study and pursuit, the enterprise of Torah and the Kedusha that comes along with it, is all about molding us and giving us that ability, that capacity, you know, to be able to, as I say, you know, like refine, like the basic logic that we have, to be able, to be capable of being Kalim, that can execute, derive, and deduce, you know, Da'as, Da'as Hashem, the Da'as of the Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us. So it's that sense of the Yetzer Hara. It's really all about that integration, that the Torah was meant to place itself, to be an ideal vision on an imperfect world, to kind of create an ideal vision for human beings, you know, that justifies us as having the Torah, and is a reason for us, you know, as human beings, as Bnei Yisrael, to celebrate it on Chag HaShavuos. I think it's that conflict itself, you know, between man's natural, you know, orientation and predispositions, his passions, you know, and his whims, and the idea of a system of Torah, of halachic life, that gives him the ability, you know, Haskel V'Yadoa Osi, to really contemplate and grapple with the divine. And that whole enterprise itself is basically reflected, I think, you know, in this halacha. The idea, kind of, that we undertake risky business, that we bring two things, you know, that are otherwise meant to be mutually exclusive. In the world of halacha, we see basar and chalav as opposites, as things that are meant to be kept separate, as a certain kind of taroives, you know, that we try to stay very much away from. Ad kedei kach, like we've gone so crazy with basar and chalav, you can't even use the same bread, you know, for the same meal. Even though that's so far from what the Issur D'Oraisa of actually cooking them together, melting them together, mixing them together, you know, really is. And we invite, kind of like the devil, or these contradictory things to our table on the holiday of Shavuos. But in a way in which we're showing how human beings can exercise, you know, a certain level of discriminateness and also discipline in conducting himself in a way of keeping, you know, the right things in proportion in his life. Having his basar and his chalav, you know, his pot and his pan separate, is really an ode, you know, to the man of halacha, to the person who tries his best to cultivate in himself, you know, this orientation of kihem chayinu v'orech yameinu, of Torah being something that gives him length of days, that provides him, you know, meaning in life, with the ability, you know, asher nata chay, asher whatever it is, I always forget, chay olam nata v'sochenu. The sense that that's what we're dealing with here. That's what this system of halacha is really all about. So we, lahavdil, invite, you know, the basar b'chalav to our table. We're tempting fate here. But it's all because having the Torah allows us to manage the more raw and uglier parts of ourselves. That ability to manage it is what we're so confident in on the day of Kabbalah Satorah. So we can have them on our table and maybe even, you know, be a little bit frivolous, you know, with our meat and milk. But at the same time, using this Din D'Rabbanan also highlights at the same time what we are capable of doing in order to manage in like so like detailed in such a like a minor minutia kind of a way, what exactly we're capable of, you know, when employing these categories of halacha and what we bring to them. So I think in a lot of ways that's really what the goal, you know, Zman Matan Torah Seinu is about, is contemplating in what we've been given, Asher Baruch Habanu Mikol Ha'amim, you know, and Chai Olam Nata B'Socheinu, like this system that allows us to navigate the challenges of what it means to be human, but imposing on that very raw and very imperfect human world, you know, these perfect categories, this logic we immerse ourselves in all day to try ourselves, hold that, you know, and be bearers of that. That's certainly something we should celebrate on Shavuos. And also, to whoever's listening, whoever's here, I think in a lot of ways, kind of we started out with this when we learned Baba Basra. So it's something to take with us from Baba Basra, and also to understand the minhag of the Ramah, and the broader themes of Chag HaShavuos. Wish everybody a wonderful Shavuos, if I don't see you. And if we do, then great. Okay.
Did we make it?